This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in...
Recording in progress.
We're continuing Masechet Nedarim. Today I want to focus on a kasha of Tosis on Pei Beis. The Tosis is found on Sadi Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a shaila. What's the halacha? Is Tashmish Hamit and Rabbanon merely Dvarim Shabeina Lebeina, or is it even Inoy Nefesh? That's the kasha Rava asked Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman responded that we already learned it. Netula Anim and Hayudim. So let's say a woman says that I prohibited myself from getting any hana from Jews. So then the halacha is the husband could only annul his chelek and have relations with her, and she remains usher to the rest of the Jewish people. Why? If it's neder inoy nefesh, why does she remain usher to the rest of the Jewish people? So interestingly, the Ran, the Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, asks the following question. How in the world could a woman make a neder that she's not going to get hana from all of Klal Yisrael? She can't get hana from them anyway because she's married. So Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. She's a married woman. She can't live with any man. She's married. So she's usher to them. So why would the Isser Neder be Chal in the first place? Isn't there a rule Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? So what's the Gemara's proof? Oh, the husband could annul his Neder. But it's Chal on the others. Well, now what's the Gemara's proof? Why is it Chal on the others? Why is a Neder Chal in the first place? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. If you look, if you have a Gemara, Dav Tzadi Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the bottom in Tosis. Ve'en le'tmaya he'chal nidra al tashmish Yehudim acherim. Question. How could her nether be chal on relations with other Jews? Ba'oide eishasish, while she's a married woman, ve'en iser chal al iser. One prohibition is not chal on the other. Why would the iser neder be chal on the iser that she is usher to other Jews as a married woman? To which the Tosfos answers, "V'yishlamer dehava iser koila." It's an all-inclusive iser. Migu de ischal betashmish bal, since it's chal regarding relations to her husband shu heter, who she could have relations to, chal nami alo achirim. And Tosfos says, well, the question is, I thought the whole parak is Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi happens to hold, there's no, we don't say Yisr Koyla. V'tzarchi in l'manda amar la'el and daf pebez kulei perkin k'Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi lesley Yisr Koyla b'esh asish. That's Tosfos' kasha. Why don't we say ein Yisr Chal al Yisr? So what I would like to share with you is two answers of the Achroinim, the answer of the Beis Halevi, and the answer of the Avnei Miluim. The Beis Halevi is predicated on Gevaldig Alamdus of the Prima Gadim in his Psicha Koilalas. In his Psicha for Hilchos Pesach. By the way, it's interesting. There's a story of nothing to do with anything other than the fact that we're quoting the Prima Gadim in Hilchos his Psicha to Hilchos Pesach. There, the Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Shama Zalman, Rebbe Avadia, they're all great Ga'onim, but where did they learn practical halacha from? Like, what was their shimush? They all learned from Rebbe Shimshon Polanski, known as the Teflika Rav. The Teflika Rav. Rebbe Shimshon Polanski. I found his kever in Sanhedria. He's the Teflika Rav. So the story goes that the Teflika Rav, when he was appointed the Rav, the way they were machdir the Rav is the Rav would daven in the shul Friday night. They would all walk him home. He would make kiddush. They would answer amen. And this is how they were machdir the Rav. So the Teflika Rav, as he's about to make Kiddush, a little boy who comes running into the shul, and he says, my mother just had a baby boy. When do we make the Shalom Zachar? This Friday night or next Friday night before the Bris? Now, that's an impossible question. Nobody talks about it. But the Prima Gadim in his Psicha Tilchos Pesach, Agav Orcha, mentions that if a baby is born on Friday night, you make the Shalom Zachar the first Friday night. The first Friday night, which is, by the way, not what people do. But the Prima Gadim says you do it the first Friday night. And this like solidified the Teflika Rav in his post, because he knew this obscure Prima Gadim. But the reason why he knew it is because he was advised that before you take the job, Pesach is coming, you better brush up on the Prima Gadims on Hilchos Pesach. So he had just read in the Prima Gadim Hilchos Pesach this halacha. Anyway, the Beis Halevi is predicated on an amazing chiddush of the Prima Gadim, namely, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser means the punishment is not Chal. The second punishment is not Chal, but the prohibition is Chal. In other words, the Isser is still Chal, it's just you're not punished for the second Isser. It's not that the Isser per se is Nachal, it's that the punishment is Nachal. Therefore, in this case, when somebody makes a neder that they're Usser to have relations with any Jew, even though they were Usser anyway, the Isser is Chal. The Isser is Chal. The neder is Chal. It's Chal, at least, it's for everyone. It's only the punishment is Nachal. The Beis Halevi starts off by clearing this Chakira. You know, on Yom Kippur, if somebody needs to eat, we feed them the most lenient Isser first. Hakal hakal, you know, first we feed less than the shear, and then we feed the shear. Well, the halacha be if there are two pieces. On one piece, there's one Isser, and on another piece, there are two Isserim. But they're not, because ein Isser chal al Isser. So should we dafka be makdim the piece that only has one Isser? Or it doesn't matter because ein iser chal al iser. In other words, let's say you have a piece that has two isurim on it. It's a chazer and a trefor, something like that. So the Beis Halevi says what it's tully on is when we say ein iser chal al iser, is it rat only the gabe the chiyuv, but the iser is still chal, or is it not chal at all? So based on the Prima Gadim, that ein iser chal al iser means the iser is not chal at all. I'm sorry, the iser is chal, it's just the punishment is not chal. That would be an answer to Tosfos's kasha. The answer would be that even though she's aser as a married woman, but the iser neder is still chal. Again, clearly Tosfos, who asked the question, seems not to hold like the Prima Gadim. Tosfos holds the iser itself is not chal at all. But the Prima Gadim's opinion that only the punishment is nachal, that would potentially be an answer. There's another answer to this question found in the Avnei Miluim. Av Shailus Chuvas Avnei Miluim Simin Yod Beis. He answers based on a Ran earlier on Daf Yad Ches that a Shavua is chal on a neder. Do you remember this? An oath, a shvua is chal on a neder. Why is a shvua chal on a neder? Because a neder is an iser chefza, and a shvua is an iser gavra. So there's room for the shvua to be chal, because the shvua is chal on the person, the neder is chal on the object. Based on this, Avnei Miluim wants to say, by the same token, a neder could be chal on an iser Torah. Right now, she can't have relations with these people. Why? There's an Isser Gavra on them? No, it's an Isser Torah. An Isser Torah, says Avnei Miluim, is an Isser Gavra like a Shvua. The person is Asser. I'm meaning the woman can have relations with that person. Not that the person becomes a Chefza Shal Isser to the woman. So the Isser Torah is an Isser Gavra. And now the nether comes along and creates an Isser Chefza. So then we don't say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Let's see if we could identify this in the Avnei Miluim. Let's see. He says, "V'nichalan bezel liyashev kushas toisves soif nedarim." With this, we can answer the question of toisves at the end of nedarim. B'hadetnan netula ani min hayehudim. If a woman makes a neder that I'm aser from Jews, yafer chelkai, the husband could annul his chelek utehin netula min hayehudim, and she's aser to Jews. Shehuksha dehecha chal nidra ba'oida isha sishta, ein esha chal al iser. Tosis answers, iser koilel. But he asks, Rav Yossi doesn't hold of iser koilel. Ul fidvarenu yisyashev, because according to the Ran, nedarim are chal on isurim vaday loy kashamidi, meaning the Ran holds that a neder could be chal on an iser. Because just like the Ran holds, you can make a shavua, the Isser Gavra is Chal on the Isser Cheftza, vice versa, and Isser Torah is Isser Gavra, so the Isser Cheftza of a Neder could be Chal on top of it. That would be another answer to the question of Toisus. The Ran Lishitase holds a shavua is Chal on a Neder. An Isser Gavra is Chal on an Isser Cheftza. Likewise, by the same token, a neder could be chal on an iser Torah, an iser chevtza could be chal on an iser gavra. Okay, friends, that's one little area on Daf Pei Beis, and hopefully this week we'll have regular schedule Monday and Tuesday night. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
I mean, Stamazai, don't we have a concept of you could make a shavua on being the kind of mitzvah?
We do. We had that earlier in the Masechta, that Nishban Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, v'hamushba me'oymed me'har Sinai? How ein shvua chal al shvua?" And the answer to that, I believe, was, it's not really chal, it's just lezruzei nashve. It's the Gemara in Daf Ches. Amar of Gidol, Amar Rav, ho'imer ashkim ve'eshna perk zeh, neder gadol nadar lelekei Yisrael, which means a shvua. And the answer, the Gemara asks, "Vamushva mehar Sinai, dein shvua chal shvua." Says Gemara, "My kamashan da afilu zruze ba'alma." You could energize yourself. Minayin shenishban lekayim es hamitzvah shenemar nishbati va'akayim alishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. Even though you're mushva ve'omed mehar Sinai. But it's not really chal. It's not really chal. It's just, you're allowed to do it to be lezuzei nafshe.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.